thank you. Oh, man. I don't know how my dad does this every week. Because usually when he does ask me, my response is no, or I'll think about it, which means no. And but I was praying, and I just really felt like I had a word that God laid on my heart. And so I'm so grateful that we're going to be looking at the promises of God today. And if you have your Bible, will you turn with me to Romans 12, verse 10? And today I'm going to be sharing about honor and how honor is a calling. And but first I want to honor my dad for encouraging me and just giving me the confidence to walk out in my calling. But not just him, but the Holy Spirit. And so I am walking in your confidence today. And so he is faithful, and I feel that he does have a word that he's going to speak to each and every one of us today. So it says in Romans 12, verse 10 through 13, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. So I'm going to take these next few minutes to talk about honor. But first, will you pray with me? Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for every person in this room watching online. And Lord, we hear from you, and we have the confidence that you are speaking to us and preparing us for the days ahead. Lord, I thank you for stirring up the gifts inside of me, and that the words I speak are not my words, but your words, Lord. We thank you for this moment now, and we open up our hearts for what you have to say to us. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says, amen. So ever since I was a little girl, something that my parents have always taught me was how to honor those around me. And growing up in this culture, it wasn't just at home, but it was also at church, it was out in public, it was in the schools. And yes, my dad, he is my dad, but my dad is also my pastor. And, you know, it can sometimes be hard to choose to honor those that are close to us because, you know, why would I want to call my dad pastor when I could just call him dad? But that is something that I have practiced and made sure. I'm not the best at it, but I make sure that when I'm at church that I honor my dad and I call him pastor, and I don't just call him dad because that's the honor that he deserves. And so I do have the honor to get to call you my pastor dad. So something when I was over our volunteers at a young adults ministry in Tulsa, something we like to do is shout out people. And it's kind of like those attaboys that Jason does for the football teams, but we just don't say attaway. And so before service would start, we would get all of the teams together, and we would have different teams from different groups shout out another person from the team. And it didn't matter if they had only been serving a few weeks or they had been serving years. We wanted to speak out loud and tell them what we saw in them. And, you know, I mean, sometimes everyone just loves a good encouraging word. And sometimes by saying that encouraging word, it encourages that person to continue to do what they are called to do. But it wasn't just about encouraging them. It was a way to honor them. So taking time in front of others to look them in the eye and speak life and love over them. Because it's powerful when we start to honor. Now, when I think back these past couple years, I've honored people that I didn't think I would be honoring just yet. And when you hear the eulogies, it's a reminder of the precious lives that were lived. Whether the days were short or the years were long that were lived on this earth, their life, it made a difference. And I think that we should be committed to not just waiting to honor someone for when they pass into eternity, but to right now tell them how much they matter, that we are going to celebrate them right now, right here. We speak life and we recognize who they are. And I choose right now to step into my calling of honor. And I just feel led to honor some people in this room right now. And so, Christian Summers, he is up there in the sound booth. You know, I worked sound one time. The sound guy didn't show up. This was before Christian took it over. And I restarted the worship set. So we had to restart. Everybody was not clapping loud enough. So we restarted. That wasn't really why, but it was just because I didn't know what I was doing. It is intimidating to be up there and to do the sound, and you always do it with so much grace. And not only do you do that, but you and Mackenzie are helping out with the youth group, and I got to be in there this last May with you, and just the relationship that you have with them and pouring into them. This guy was like running laps around the church, like trying to beat the kids. Taylor was doing it too. But it was just awesome, just the commitment that you have. And so it's just thank you for what you're doing. It doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you, Christian. Yeah. Dan Crow. I have known you guys since you and Lisa have been coming to church, and you guys are like, I see a need, I will do it. Even today, you were like, oh, you know what? This person didn't show up. We're going to just step in and do that. No one had to ask you. You just automatically did that. And to me, that just shows like you're not expecting anything. You're just here to help. And I just want to honor that you and Lisa, that's just been you. Since the days you've stepped in, you honor the church, you honor my parents, and so thank you for that. Well, I could probably go on and honor a bunch of people in this room, but then we'd be here all day and your stomachs would be growling. So, but I want to continue on. But the definition of honor, and this is from the English Language Dictionary by Samuel Johnson, and it says, as having several senses, the first of which is nobility of soul, which magnanimity, which simply means incredible generosity, and a scorn of meanness. When I read that, I laughed, because how many times do you see the word scorn and it be a good thing? But I'm happy to say that I will scorn meanness. I will scorn disrespect. I will look down on someone looking down, because I don't have time for that. I want to honor people with my thoughts, with my words, with the way that I live my life, because honor is a loss factor in our community. And the world that we live in, it doesn't know how to honor. The culture that you and I live in here in 2022, we have lost the art of genuine, authentic honor. We don't even show basic respect for human beings anymore. Would you agree with me today? That there's a baseline of respect that our culture has found a way to stoop below. And we live in a time that if you disagree with their idea, then you suddenly feel the right that you can disrespect them. And disagreeing doesn't mean that you and I have the right to disrespect others. We are still called to honor, even when we don't see eye to eye. And I think that a way that we honor people when we disagree with them is the clearest indicator of being a Christ follower. It is one of the largest ways that God's love shines around us, because it counters culture. It stands out like the biggest lighthouse that anyone has ever seen. When people are being disrespected or condescended, that we can choose to look back and honor. Honor comes from valuing people. A lot of times when we think about honor, we just think we need to change the way we speak. Maybe we need to be a little more flowery with our words, or maybe just pour some sugar on them. But it's deeper than that. You have to think deeper than just saying it nicer. Honor comes from valuing people. When you value people, being kind is super easy. When you value people and you're not disrespecting them, it comes naturally. When you actually value people, you pause before you attack, you'll wait before you assume, and you'll take time to listen before you actually speak. Honor comes from valuing people, and you and I, as Christ followers, are called to value people, because every single person you encounter is made in the image of God. Even people who don't know God, who can love those who love them, are their family. Because what sets us apart from every single person that crosses our path is we treat them with equal value. We serve them. We give to them. We may only encounter them for 1 minute, but we're going to let the love of God flow through. And you know what? The kindness, it comes naturally. The honor, it comes naturally. Why? Because it's not just something I'm doing, it's who I am. The love of God has transformed me in the way that I see people on a daily basis. Because God protects people, God honors people, so why don't we? And so today, I hope that you're challenged to examine your own heart. Are you carrying a heart full of honor? Honor towards God, honor towards others, even honor towards yourself. Because we can become so desensitized with our culture that we don't even recognize the blatant dishonor that's all around us. We don't even realize it because it's so embedded in our culture. In the movies we watch, in the social media that we consume, it's getting deep-seated in our hearts, and it's changing the way that we think, in the way that we view others, in the way that we speak to them, even in the way that we interact with the relationships that are most dear to us. The culture cannot affect us. We are called to affect the culture. We're called to invade the culture and change it. Have you ever been in like a restaurant, like a nice restaurant, and you're super excited about this food that they're about to serve you? In most restaurants, they have music playing in the background. But then all of a sudden, you're eating and something foul comes on. It's just like this awful music, the words that are they're coming out of these lyrics. And all of a sudden, your food, it starts to taste bad. You're just trying to eat your meal, but it's hard to eat something good when something awful is just jamming into your ears. And the culture of disrespect and dishonor, it changes the atmosphere. It can take things that are really beautiful and twist and manipulate into something that is destructive and not beautiful. And what we understand as Christ followers is that God created order. And honor is an essential part of order that God created. Because our world, it hates all forms of authority. Because it's natural in us. I see this in the little 2-year-old girl that I babysit. She doesn't have to say anything, but if I pick her up and she doesn't want to be held and she just drops all parts of her body, and you know what that is? That's disrespect, right? She is dishonoring me. But there's something in us, it's just that sinful nature that we don't like authority. Now, God is the one that created us. He knit you together in your mother's womb. He knows you. He created you. He has order for your life. But if you never discover the path of purpose that's ahead of you unless you decide to honor him, you can look all you want, but it will only happen when you fully surrender your life. Salvation is saying, God, I will honor you above all else. I'm choosing to submit my life to your authority. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, it says, "Do you not know that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." So every part of who you are was created and orchestrated by God. So we belong to God, and we're called to honor God with all that we are. We honor because we are honorable. And I'm going to live this thing. I'm going to walk this thing out because God has given me a calling. He bought me. He forgave me. So I'm going to spend every moment of my life moving forward, honoring him. We've been forgiven. We've been redeemed. We've been restored. We don't have to behave according to the world's patterns. We behave according to God's principles. And in 1 Peter 2, verse 17, it says, "Honor everyone." Look to the person next to you and say, "Honor everyone." Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. So I have a question for you. So when it says to honor everyone, does it really mean everyone. Because you know what? Sometimes people, they don't honor me. Sometimes they don't deserve to be honored. So how do we honor people we disagree with? Because there are feelings of being wronged, and we have the right. But I think that God, that sometimes he wants to break our hearts. When we disagree with someone and we're tempted to dishonor them, instead of dishonoring them, we can allow God to break our hearts for them, just like God's heart breaks as ours were lost in our own sin. So don't let anger overtake you, but instead let sorrow fill your heart and give you a perspective of heaven. Because how else do we approach someone that we disagree with without dishonoring them? We can let prayer drown out our sarcasm. And this is something that my mom has taught me. I remember one time not getting along with somebody that I had to work closely with. And honestly, I didn't have anything nice to say about this person. And so one day I called her and I was just complaining about this person. And my mom is just like, well, have you prayed for them? And I was like, no, I did not pray for them. And so she told me that I needed to start praying for this person. So this is me just being honest. So the first time I prayed for this person, I was driving down the road and all I could say was, Lord, bless them. I didn't have anything nice to say about this person because they irritated me. But the more that I started praying for that person, God softened my heart towards that person. And now when I see that person in public, and I actually enjoy talking to them. And I don't think I would have ever been able to honor and respect that person if it wasn't for me choosing to pray for them, even when I felt like not honoring them. So choose honor. Not only is our culture confused about honor, but the church has even thrown honor to the curb. The church has decided to mock honor and make it something wrong. Y'all, honor is the heart of God. I heard from a pastor that the church is not Netflix. You don't just come in and take whatever you want. The church is not a commodity. The church is a community where we all participate. And I know I'm super grateful to be a part of what we call the local church, and not just to take advantage of this community, because it's always about what you can give and not what you can get. Because we are called to honor God, and we are called to honor others. So many leave because they don't get what they want. But my prayer for you today is that you would build some roots and that the honor would drive deep into the soil of purpose here. And if you feel like you're in a standstill in life and you don't understand why you're stuck in this rut, I would tell you to check your honor tank. When was the last time you honored someone? When was the last time you surrendered your heart and honor to God who created you? There is peace, there is joy in the presence of God that is found when you decide to honor him with everything, because we are created to honor. Romans challenges us to outdo each other in honor. Are there any competitive people out here? Like, anybody like a good competition? Well, there's me, and then I have two younger brothers. And so Ethan, the middle one, when Caleb was really little, he couldn't really compete against Ethan, and Ethan could always outdo me, so it wasn't really like a competition. So what did Ethan do? Ethan competed against himself. And so I remember as a little kid, he would climb up the doorway in his room, and then he'd put both hands on the side of the doors, and then he would lift his feet like a pike. And he would have my mom time him to see how long he could hold that. And so then he'd get down, and then he would do it again. He wanted to just keep competing against himself because he didn't have anybody else to compete against. And so the scripture tells us to outdo one another in honor. So I'm not talking about one-upping the other person. I'm talking about trying to compete with yourself and see how much you can honor others. So start by going out of your way to be generous, to speak life. Make it a competition that you're choosing to honor more people in 2022 than you did in 2021. Because I'm growing in my honor. I'm developing in my honor, and I'm learning in my honor. And the first promise in the Word of God when it comes to this word honor is found in the Ten Commandments. And in Deuteronomy chapter 5, it says, "Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commands you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." Now this command, it has a promise on the other side. Honor and your days will be long. And this is so practical. I think back of doing family bike rides when I was a kid, and you know, as a kid, you're always riding faster than your parents. And you see that long sidewalk and you just want to keep going and going. But one rule that my parents had is we always had to stop at the stop signs before we could cross the road. Now, there were times that my parents had to get a little louder than others. Not for me, of course, but you know, I had two younger brothers. And they would get loud and they would have to direct us on which way that we were going. And so as kids, we had to decide in that moment, are we going to honor our parents about crossing the road? I mean, it says right there in the scripture, honor your mother and father and the days will be long. So every time my mom and dad had to yell, stop, or stay at the stop sign, our days were going to be long. And I can say we all passed with flying colors, so we're all still here. So, and some of us, you know, we just keep hitting that wall. We don't know how to honor the authority of those in our life. We don't know how to learn from the wisdom of others that God has placed here. When we honor, it makes our path long. It makes our path clear. Now, I know that there are broken stories. And some would say it's hard to honor those in my life. But I want to encourage you that when it comes to our families and the differences and the disagreements, that you can still honor someone by remaining to have boundaries. You can have boundaries to protect a healthy culture. And maybe today is the day that you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to honor those in your life, but also create the boundaries that protects our relationship. Because church, as we honor Jesus, there are so many common factors that we have seen. But I want to end with this. What in your life is being blocked because you are not aware of where your help comes from? We're simply called to lean in to who he is and to worship him and to honor him. So wherever you are, I'm going to have you stand to your feet because we're going to posture ourselves in a posture of honor. We're going to lift our hands to God saying, I release everything that I've been holding on to and I receive everything you are. Because I believe as you reach out to the Holy Spirit, he's going to fill you with joy. He's going to fill you with strength, and that your cup is going to overflow. So if you would stand with me and posture yourself in a way of honor. God, I thank you for every single person under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray that your presence would fill their spirits. Lord, we do not see what is most important, but that God, that these spirits would start to rise into your presence. God, let them lift them. Lift their eyes to heaven, to where their help comes from. Remind them of who they are. God, I pray that their faith would override fear. I pray boldness erupts in their souls, God. We just thank you for honor, Lord, that we get to honor you and honor others and ourselves. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So remember, honor is what we are created to do. When we make this a part of our daily life, it might be hard at first, but the more you practice, the more generous your words are going to be at honoring others around you.